Yeah, I know. It's a real heavy crimson theme today. I don't know why I went this route. Oh, I know why. We got a special guest coming up a little bit later on the old program. Welcome in. It's PuckSports.com. My name is Jason Puckett. I didn't go anywhere. Well, I mean, I did. Not on your radio. I'm on your digital radio now at PuckSports.com. And if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you find your podcast, somewhere I envision a host playing the snooze button right when I say that, or right when I hear that. Wherever you find your podcast, if this played like on a radio station somewhere, just that. I wouldn't fault him. You know what comes around goes around. But thank you for watching. If you're on YouTube right now, I turned off the kids thing, so you can leave comments. Comment away. I'll interact with you there on YouTube. Interacted with a bunch of people last night after posting some of the videos of John Canzano and what else he had from Ryan Divish and those guys and Brad Adams. So feel free to leave all of the comments there. I will respond back to as many people as I possibly can. So we do this every single day. We call this the Daily Puck Drop. Hashtag DPD every day at 10 a.m. As we will come to you hopefully live at some point, but we will drop this to you. We record this about 30 minutes before 10 o'clock, and we give you the top stories of the day and then also kind of recap all the stuff that happened last night there in the world of sports. But there's so many different ways that you can watch and listen to this. And I just feel at times it's just an overload of information I'm giving you. But in this new venture, I'm trying to give you guys as many platforms as I possibly can. So, again, main website is PuckSports.com. Say that slowly, by the way. Now, there was some rhyme or reason to naming that, but PuckSports.com. Somebody said in the YouTube comments yesterday, how many people are going to come to your site thinking it's about hockey? Oh, probably a lot. Probably a lot. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's not going to be a lot of hockey talk. One, not because I dislike the Kraken or anything like that. I mean, we might have a few guests, I think, probably at the end of the year. Just to kind of recap, we do have it mentioned today in the Daily Puck Drop. But it's I would admit, it's not my forte. But we will highlight them a bit today in the Daily Puck Drop. And then maybe at the end of the year, we'll kind of do a recap of kind of the season, just how disappointing it was based on what happened last year. But yeah, I think there are, if you are here right now thinking you're going to get 30 minutes of some ice time, it's the wrong show for you. Some would say, if I'm going to get 30 minutes of sports here, I would say, maybe at some point you might get some sports. But we do it every day, 30 minutes or so. We try to give you the very latest. As I mentioned, PuckSports.com, that's the main website. There'll still be some things added to the website. It's a working website right now. A big shout out to my buddy Mark, who designed it, did a great job. And Mark Braithwaite, you can search his name there on the old Google. You can find his work if you'd like anybody to help you out with your website. Search there, Mark Braithwaite, and he will take care of you when he has time. You know, he's busy with a lot of different stuff. But you can watch it there, PuckSports.com. Also, YouTube, just search PuckSports. I mentioned that before. Leave a comment. And then, of course, again, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you find your podcast. Okay? That's what we got here on the Daily Puck Drop, the DPD. I'll get to you later why I'm wearing all the crimson, because we do have a special guest that will appear probably on, I got to say, like Friday's show. I can't say tomorrow's show because I don't know when you're watching or viewing this. On Friday's show, which would be April 5th, that we will post that up there. All right. Let's get quickly to the storylines from last night. Well, you can go back and listen to Ryan Divish from the Seattle Times, who's got a brand new sponsor, by the way, Chalet Bowl. Big shout out to my guy Reggie for jumping on board. ChaletBowl.com. Go there. It was established back in 1941, located in Tacoma's Proctor District. He will bring you, they will bring you the appearance every Wednesday and Fridays there from Ryan Divish of the Seattle Times. So we had Divish on yesterday from a Pilot truck stop in Ellensburg. So the two first visits from the human pony keg have been from what appeared to be a woman's prison, but was actually the YMCA in Tacoma. That was last week. And then when we talked to him on Wednesday following the Guardians series finale, which, boy, that was a clean game, huh? He was driving back from Montana and pulled over. Sip of coffee for me, for those just listening. He pulled over on the side of the road at a Pilot truck stop in Ellensburg to do the show. So I never know where he's going to be when he does the show. He's going to be back on Friday. He's in Milwaukee. I don't know where he's going to do it from. I told him, just go wherever you want. He wants to go to the brewery factory there with Laverne and Shirley. I think that'd be great. So we talked to him yesterday. Also, Brad Adam from the desk there, Root Sports, when they were doing their post-game show. Right afterwards, we got about 15 minutes with Brad. For those wondering, yes, we are going to fix the audio issues. There's something going on with Brad and I when we do the podcast, when we do the recordings. I'm still trying to figure it all out. Bear with us. I promise it will get fixed. So, everyone that has reached out, whether it's on the comment section on YouTube, or if you see it here, I think, or there, there's a contact tab at pucksports.com. Send an email. I think, been pretty good of responding to everyone that has sent me an email. I mean, I've developed carpal tunnel because I've been writing so many, but thank you. I just think my deal is you all have taken the time out to reach out to me. All I can do, I mean, I've got time on my hands, is I can reach out to you. So thank you so much for all those who have sent emails. Thank you me for doing this. Miss you on the radio. And I got to remind people we're here, so come over here. Those offering suggestions, hey, advice, a lot of like, hey, turn this down or turn the audio up here. I've heard from the open, like that audio's a little high, so we're bringing that down a little bit. So, and again, any feedback, love it, love all of it. It's great. Keep firing away there with the feedback. So Brad Adam, yesterday, Root Sports, he joins us every Wednesday. That's all brought to you by John Howie Steak. So we talked to Brad about yesterday's debacle. So those episodes are up everywhere where you can find it, pucksports.com, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Let's just recap it again. I mean, my God, that was embarrassing. That was just awful baseball. I'm sitting there watching the game, went and had lunch with a buddy of mine. You guys may remember him. I think the old radio listeners will remember the Red Baron, Josh Zabrowski. So Josh and I, the Red Baron, we caught up. We decided to go get some lunch. Of course, where do I go to have lunch? Mike's Chili Parlor. Not a sponsor yet of the show because I don't know if I want to really dip business and fun and personal, but Mike's Chili Parlor, great place to grab lunch. Chili, we got the chili dog yesterday. The burgers are great. The beer is cold. Bring cash, okay? Don't show up there without cash. Cash only, all right? Because Angel runs the place. She really runs the place, not Mike. She's going to yell at you. So we were having lunch over there, watching the game. Just could not believe how bad they were. I mean, that was like Bad News Bears, Little League. What do we get? Wild pitches. We aren't blocking the plate as the catcher at home. We got balls going off the glove of your second baseman. We got your first baseman bobbling a ball. He can't go home. A run scores. We got Kirby, who's got a guy down 0-2, hitting a guy with a knuckleball. We got Zavala, the backup catcher, throwing down to second, 15 feet over the head of the second baseman or the shortstop, whoever was covering him. You got, and then the one, I mean, just, you know, the chef's kiss. You got Crawford and Polanco running into each other. I mean, it was just a damn comedy of errors. yesterday by that baseball team. It got to the point we're sitting there at Mike's. Everybody that was there was just laughing because it was so bad. It wasn't like it was, oh, a play here or play there. Something happened in the first inning, then something happened in the fourth inning and fifth inning. It was like bang, 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 bang. And it just was, it looked like a team that just rolled out of bed that's never played baseball before. It was awful. I mean, and clearly they practice this stuff all the time. We talked to Divish yesterday on the pod, and he was like, man, they practice probably infield situations, defensive stuff more than anyone. But, boy, they did not look good. And I'd go back and listen to that pod with Divish from yesterday because Wednesday's episode. Because he said, hey, this stuff like that happened with Polanco and some of the defensive miscues, even though they practice it all the time, does not surprise him at all what he was witnessing in spring training. And that's a bad sign. Because one of the things when they made all these moves here in this offseason, you know, to try to improve their offense and everything, they took a step back defensively. And it is evident. I mean, Polanco so far is, I mean, the bat hopefully will be good and it will come around. But defensively, he's not that sharp. Third base is a problem. We probably knew third base was going to be a problem. But some of the other stuff that they've been doing is just not clean baseball, not sharp. I do think it's, I mean, who do you want to blame? You want to blame the players, the coaches? I said this to Divish yesterday, and I think on Wednesday, I got to keep saying Wednesday. And he said, well, you know, but it is kind of the more the players than the coaches and managers. I don't know. I kind of disagree with that because it's been a trend here in the last few years where they get off these slow starts and then not playing the cleanest baseball. And I do think that's a reflection on the coaching staff. But that just was, I mean, if you went yesterday and watched that in person, I had somebody tweet me and said, I just left. I left. I couldn't watch it anymore. And when you got your third baseman coming into a game, the seventh game of the season to throw, that's not a good look. Can I sprinkle in some positives here? Okay, some positives. Ty France looks good, at least at the bat so far, at the plate, I should say. 320 batting average, another sip of coffee for the listeners. Viewers, you saw that. On base at 370. Mitchy Haniger, 261. On base, 346. Biggest thing for him, he's not hurt yet. I know that sounds so stupid, but he's not hurt yet. So I feel good about that. They're playing him a lot, and there's part of me that gets a little worried a little bit how much they're playing him, but so far so good there for Mitch Haniger. Rojas hasn't been good with the glove, but at the plate, kind of like what I've seen from Josh Rojas so far. Here's a stat that I came up with today because I was just curious and I was looking around. Now I got to find it where I wrote it down. I was just curious. I was looking, you know, what have three of the guys that they had last year offensively? One of them didn't really produce all year long, had a great stretch, but Teoscar, Jared Kelnick, and Eugenio Suarez. What are they doing? So I just kind of pulled up their numbers and looked at how many home runs and RBIs they have combined. Okay, and I know I said RBIs. Don't correct me on that, okay? Shockey, if you're watching or listening. Teoscar Hernandez, Jared Kelnick, and Suarez. Now, most of the damage has been done by Teoscar and Suarez, but I'm just including Kelnick in there for giggles. Those three, so far during the season, have combined for 5 home runs and 17 RBIs. You heard me. The Mariners, as a team, if we need a drum roll, that's the worst drum roll ever. I need to get the soundboard up and running. I got to figure that part out. 4 home runs total, 17 RBIs. I'll repeat that again. Teoscar Hernandez, Jared Kelnick, and Eugenio Suarez have combined 5 home runs and 17 RBIs. The Mariners offense combined all of them. 4 home runs, 17 RBIs. And really, if we took Kelnick out, really with Teoscar and Suarez, 5 home runs, and 15 RBIs. They basically have done that. Those two guys offensively have given you the same production as your entire team. The offense right now through seven games has not looked good. 196 batting average. Their OPS is 550. It's dead last in Major League Baseball. So right now it has not looked good. Obviously, it's seven games, so it can get better. Maybe a change of scenery as they head to Milwaukee, that they will kind of turn it around. They've had too many good, honestly, guys with track records of being good offensively, so they shouldn't be this bad. So hopefully they can get it turned around soon. They've got an off day on Thursday. Friday, they start up a series with the Brewers. You're going to have Logan Gilbert against Freddie Peralta. Saturday will feature Bryce Miller and D.L. Hall, the left-hander. And then Sunday, Emerson Hancock gets the second start against Colin Ray. Ryan Divish of the Seattle Times, again, will join the show tomorrow from Milwaukee. Keep saying tomorrow. We'll join the show Friday from Milwaukee. His bi-weekly appearance, okay, brought to you by Chalet Bowl, which, again, is located in Tacoma's Proctor District, established in 1941. Washington's oldest operating bowling alley. I should say that again. And we need more bowling alleys. I'm going to tell you that. I live in Ballard. We used to have the two greatest bowling alleys around, Sunset Lanes and Leilani Lanes. Gone. No more bowling. The closest bowling, I think, is down in Edmonds, which is a great little bowling alley. That's the closest one. Kenmore's too far. West Seattle's too far. But visit chaletbowl.com to make your reservations. Quickly, let's see. Kraken eliminated. We said we were going to talk about that real quickly, briefly. Boy, just what a disastrous season for them. Real frustrating season for the Kraken, especially with all the momentum that they had after last season, and it kind of galvanized the entire city, and everybody was fired up about the Seattle Kraken. Then they have an offseason. It kind of felt a little Mariners-esque where they really didn't do much. They didn't add to the team. They didn't strike kind of while the iron was hot and really improve the deficiencies they had, and then bit them in the ass. They came out there. They got a slow start, and they never recovered from it. Never could recover from that slow start, and a real just kind of disappointing kind of fall flat on your face season. And I think they got to kind of take a real long, hard look in the mirror, what they want to be and where they want to go. Because they did a good job of capturing fans probably right away. That first year was right away because it's a brand new building. It's a brand new thing. Everyone's excited. Year two, boom, they're in the playoffs. They make a run and everyone's like losing their mind. Last spring was awesome. It was awesome in this city. Even if you weren't a hockey fan, just a sports fan, it was great. But they didn't capitalize on it. They took a step back. And I'm going to tell you, they got to be careful. Now, they're going to be a part of this, so they're going to be able to dip in both ends of the pool here. But they better get this right here fast because they're going to be in a tough spot. And I would improve real soon because we know that NBA is right around the corner. And most people have speculated and have talked about that by the end of this year or in a few months that the announcement is going to be made that they are expanding to Seattle and Vegas. And the second the Sonics come back and the NBA comes back, and I know what people are going to say probably in the YouTube comments, oh, NBA is dead to me. Okay. I'm not going to say the Kraken are going to become irrelevant, but they are going to take a – because that's stupid to say. They're not going to become irrelevant. Because there's plenty of people that love the Kraken that are going to love the Sonics as well. I'm going to watch both. I'm certainly going to support the Sonics more, but that's just me because I'm an NBA fan. But the Kraken are going to take a major backseat to when the NBA comes back. This thing is Godzilla that's coming. And I know we get in this debate all the time. What is the most passionate fan base? What has the greatest following? And people have their different opinions. Oh, it's a baseball town. It's a football town. And it's a great debate because I think everybody makes terrific points and there is no right or wrong answer. It's just your opinion. I just happen to think my opinion's right. I think it's a basketball town. It is from grassroots, from youth, high school, to the NBA, college, all that. This is a basketball community. And for those who are new here, who just moved here, you wait until they come back and see what this city is like. This city is going to be on fire when they come back. And I just bring that up why the Kraken got to have a more productive offseason and really need to, when they come back next season, have got to deliver. is because once they come back, these other teams in this city, especially the Kraken, because they play at the same time, are going to take a back seat. It's just natural. It's, unfortunately, the reality there for them. A quick funny note on my German mother, who I got a phone call from last night, who's all excited about the new venture. She's like, I just want to call and talk to you. And I just don't understand. So what time are you on? Like, well, there's really no set time, you know, for this. We release this episode, the Daily Puck Drop, the DPD, every day at 10. And then there are guests that come on, you know, throughout of the week. No real set times when they release, just days when they're, the days that when they're released. Okay, I don't understand. So this is not like the radio when you were on from 10 to 4. I'm like, well, Mom, I wasn't on from 10 to 4. That would be one hell of a shift. I was on from 10 to 1. Oh, that's right. I always forget what time you're on. And what was that station again? You know, I tell you the station every single time. It was KJR. Okay, sometimes I forget. And she goes, so I just don't understand. How do I watch and how do I listen? I don't understand this podcast world. I'm like, well, here's the website. You just go there. You click on this link, you know, if you want to watch me, or you just click on, you know, the audio for Spotify or Apple or Amazon. I don't understand. What's this Amazon? What's this Spotify? And I'm like, oh, dear Lord. I go, Mom, how about this? How about every day? I will just send you the MP3 of the show, the raw audio, and I'll just give it to you. What do I do? How do I listen to it? Just on your phone. I don't know. I don't know how to do that. God bless her. She is a wonderful person. She is a real gem of a person. But explaining to your mother, who is in her 80s, who is about 4'9" and weighs about 85 pounds, and just full of just German vinegar, explaining to her what a podcast is, yeah, it's not going to be successful. I'll tell you that right now. Hey, real quickly, Ballard Little League on Thursday. We've got a big game against Fisher Plumbing. We'll give you a full recap on Friday against the Ballard Nordics. Fisher Plumbing looking for their first victory of the season. It's a daunting task. The old Nordics are a pretty good team. And also, we have the debut coming up on Thursday of the Golden Plunger that we will be handing out to kids when they score runs, and the player of the game. We'll show it to you on Friday's episode. Why am I wearing all the Cougar gear today? Well, excited. Later on Thursday, we are going to be recording an interview with new basketball coach at Washington State. David Riley is going to join us. So I can't wait for that sit down to talk to new basketball coach David Riley. We'll have that up at pucksports.com on Friday for your viewing pleasure. Coming up on Thursday's episode, this is our NFL football show. I should say the Thursday football show. We've got Rob Staton, who is coming up, all brought to you by Superior Linen Service. Rob will join us every Thursday. We're going to talk NFL draft on his episode on Thursday, which you can get later today. We're going to talk about the Seahawks offseason, Michael Penix, the direction he wants to go in with defensive line in the draft, what's missing from the Seahawks. And then, of course, we get a resounding answer from Rob, whether he wants Jamal Adams to come back. Also on our Thursday football show, Mike Garofalo from the NFL Network, from his second, third, fourth home in Florida, spending time with a family. He carved out a few minutes to jump on. We cover all the new rule changes in the NFL, the Stephon Diggs trade to Houston, all the offseason moves from Seattle. We talk about whether or not he thinks Jamal Adams will come back. We talk about Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh. He does offer a nugget. I'll give it to you here, but listen to the whole thing. He said there was a huge market for Sam Howell. Huge market. And that's because I know some of you thought they overpaid for Sam Howell, that they kind of got into a bidding war with Sam Howell with one team in particular. And I'm going to tease it right there. You got to go watch and listen to the Mike Garofalo show that's on the Thursday edition of PuckSports.com, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music. One team that you all know and hate that the Seahawks had to outbid to get Sam Howell from Washington. So check out those two shows on Thursday's edition of PuckSports.com. It's our Thursday football edition. We do it every Thursday. Rob Staton, SeahawksDraftBlog.com, brought to you by Superior Linen Service. Mike Garofolo, NFL Network. A quick shout-out to those folks at NFL Network that lost their jobs today, by the way. Just heart goes out to them. That just stinks. James Palmer, Andrew Siciliano, Will Selva, who, God, all these guys. I loved watching Palmer on Sundays. I loved watching Will Selva, who was on the Good Morning Football. He would do, like, their updates. He was great. Andrew Siciliano always did a good job in their afternoon show, and it just stinks when good people lose their job. It's just not fun. It's obviously it's kind of part of the business, but always difficult. So thoughts go out to that family, Garrett, Mike, and his NFL Network family. His weekly appearance brought to you by Hartley and Hartley Insurance and Zogs on Fox Island. Quickly on Friday's show, again, conversation with new men's basketball coach at Washington State, David Riley. Ryan Divish will be back from Milwaukee to break down and preview the series against the Brewers, all brought to you by Chalet Bowl. Visit ChaletBowl.com there in Tacoma, Proctor District. And then Friday also, we have Chris Egan from King 5. He makes his regular Friday visit. Chris is brought to you by Fat Zach's Pizza, three locations, Puyallup, Sumner, and South Hill. Their food truck and pizza have been voted best in the South End. Also, they offer catering. All you got to do is visit FatZacksPizza.com to learn more. That's another edition of the Daily Puck Drop, the DPD, hashtag DPD, every day, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. here at PuckSports.com. YouTube, just search Puck Sports. Leave a comment. I'll get back to you as many of you as I possibly can. And then, of course, you can listen to it on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you find your podcast. We'll talk to you on Friday. A reminder coming up later on the Thursday episode, Rob Staton, Mike Garofolo, our Thursday NFL shows extravaganza. So we'll see you Friday for another edition of the Daily Puck Drop. As always, we promise to be better.
No shirt, no shoes, no dice.
Would anybody like to smoke some pot?
Yeah.
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rob you, but you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for? We'd like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!